Syria has banned most foreign correspondents, so it's been difficult to find out exactly what's going on in the country. Many people have been relying on Syrian bloggers. One of them, Amina Abdallah Araf, had drawn thousands of followers as a gay girl in Damascus. But today, there was a shock for the blog's supporters. Laura Lynch reports.
Araf's online tales of life in a nation in revolt, of her attempts at lesbian romance inside a repressive regime, made compelling reading. But she is actually a he. Meet Tom McMaster, an American studying at university in Edinburgh.
It's a fiction, but it was the facts that I was presenting about Syria, about Islam, about the Middle East, about all of these things are true.
McMaster actually created what he calls the character of Araf several years ago, but only began blogging as her in February. Now other lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered, or LGBT, Syrians say they feel betrayed. Danny writes his own blog from Syria under a pseudonym.
He actually caused so much harm with this, what he called the harmless blog of his, because he pushed the LGBT community in a Middle Eastern country where homosexuality is a sin into a political game that the LGBT community is far too weak to be able to actually handle.
Then there are the people McMaster managed to hurt in a far more personal way.
It puts me in a serious danger.
Yelena Lessig only recently discovered that McMaster had appropriated her photograph as the face of his fictitious character. Lessig is a Croatian woman living in London.
What gives him a right to use my picture to represent Amina or anybody else? This is a breach of my privacy. It was upsetting for all the people that genuinely supported the cause. He completely ruined the genuine cause. This is a joke.
Writing as Araf, McMaster also developed several strong online relationships, including one Canadian woman who believed they were sharing a romance. A blogger living in Israel named Elizabeth was also fooled.
I corresponded a few times over Facebook with who I thought was Amina, and seemed like a very lovely and funny and nice person. I thought that I was talking to a real person, and obviously when I read the blog about the kidnapping, I was terrified.
It was that fake kidnapping, announced on the blog last week by Araf's fake cousin, that fueled suspicions. Her story began to unravel as U.S. officials said they had no record of her, even though she claimed to be a dual Syrian-American citizen. McMaster has spent the day attempting explanations and issuing apologies. He's variously admitted to naivety, vanity, and insensitivity in interviews. Now he's wishing for one thing.
People should stop focusing on the hoaxer and really be focusing on the most important people, who are the real people suffering in Syria and throughout the broader Middle East, where the concern really needs to be.
After criticizing media outlets for their coverage of the region, McMaster has now admitted to lying and deception. Far from aiding the cause of activists in Syria, McMaster appears to have handed the government there a chance to question the integrity of anyone who speaks out against it. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.